Where in the world is MSNBC's Morning Joe? In Washington, in New York, or in a cozy Florida home? Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So people are buzzing about this, and it's great. It's sort of behind-the-scenes stuff that I think people kind of eat up. And I know you and I had this discussion as we were doing, you know, sort of the rundown and trying to figure out what story should stay in and go or get thrown out. And this is kind of, I saw again, another reference is, are they hiding something from their audience?
Dan, did you ever wear shorts behind the anchor desk?
I did.
Okay.
I have on shorts right now.
Come on.
No, just kidding. Like, in fact, yeah.
There's so
Once
many
I was
things,
on without shorts. No,
there's
just
so many
just
things that happen in, media.
Yeah.
That if you're just watching or listening, you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And you do assume as a viewer that if a person has the cityscape of Boston or New York or San Francisco or LA behind you,
right,
you assume that you're in that city.
Yes, you do.
However, you could be on Mars. We could go back to Mars again.
Yes.
And you could be doing it live from Mars.
You could be from anywhere.
And
in fact, some people don't think we went to the moon.
Right. And they use green screen. Green screen is a magical thing in television and in film where you film the subject in front of a green wall or a green sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you superimpose an image or a video
right
behind that person.
Right. And so the case, and I make this example, when I was running CNN's Boston Bureau, mm-hmm, the Bureau is actually located in Brookline, Massachusetts.
It's
its own city.
Right. And it's the first suburb, if you will.
It's a suburb of Boston, but it is
right
not Boston.
No, it is not.
It is its own city.
Right.
And when we did live shots from there, we put not a Brookline skyline because there wouldn't be a Brookline skyline.
Well, there is a Brookline skyline now.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes.
I've been up on the rooftops. It's pretty cool.
Well, but there isn't a real skyline.
Correct.
And so you use Boston as your skyline.
Right.
And we called it the Boston Bureau.
Right.
But in the interest of full transparency, that would be known as the Brookline Bureau with a maybe a intersection, a shot of an intersection with a, you know, four-way light or something
right
like that. That would be the most transparent thing. But nonetheless, this is done all the time in our industry where
right
people are, radio guys have been doing this for a long time. They get these ISDN lines put into their homes so that it's as crisp as being in studio, except you are
In your basement,
right, or in your bedroom.
Right. And there are a lot of shows out there on a lot of different networks doing this. And there's actually a company here we're in Wellesley, which is another suburb of Boston, west of Boston. There's another city in between Brookline and Wellesley called Newton, which
right
is my home city. And there's a company called VideoLink.
Right.
And VideoLink has studios that CNN and ESPN and MSNBC own, and they can put whatever they want behind you.
Anything you want.
Right. And that's where you get to see Bob Ryan or Jackie McMullen. If you're a sports fan, they're always there.
Yep.
And you also get Alan Dershowitz there, too.
Whether
you want him there or not.
Alan Dershowitz used to come into the Boston Bureau.
I'm sure he did.
And so did David Gergen. All those guys would always come into the Boston Bureau whenever they were doing stuff. But yes, those guys cornered the market on this kind of, these pop-up studios, if you will,
right,
that make it look like you're anywhere
right
when you're not.
Right.
But so
why is somebody upset about this?
Well,
this is what freaks me out.
Well, so, you know, Mika and Joe Scarborough, obviously they do this, which is a quite popular, one of the most popular, not the most popular, one of the most popular shows at MSNBC. And there is something, well, they're now together. They're a thing. I think they got married, right? They're married to each other now. And
I don't
you
follow
didn't
know this. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I had heard of Joe, though. I knew that.
Yes.
I knew that
he used
this
to be
show
a representative.
Existed.
Yes. But they're big shots over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason the show has been I guess, popular is because there's a chemistry between the two of them, literally.
And Lord knows that we hope so if they happen to be married. Right.
So, but when you're together on a set with your guests coming on the set, there tends to be a better, I think, interaction. For example, Jimmy, if you did this show, you were in your home, and I was sitting back in my home down the street, we could do the show. I think it'd be fine, but I think it's a better show when we're in studio.
Certainly, because we can make eye contact and read each other to know when you've shut up and now it's my turn.
And it makes for a better show. And so that's the reason we're talking about, for two reasons. First of all, you know, there are those apparently inside MSNBC that are a little concerned about, you know, whether the show will continue to maintain the vibe that it currently or it had from the two of them being in studio. But then the second one is, you know, they really haven't said where they're broadcasting from.
Well, I thought it was from Jupiter, Florida.
No. Well, that's what was reported. And that's what the information has come out now. But as a show, they did not say, by the way, there's Washington, D.C. Behind me, and I'm fooling you to make you think I'm in D.C. when I'm sitting back looking at the ocean in Jupiter, Florida.
Which, by the way, would be a great bit, and I have no problem with it. I think that's exactly what they could do. Self-deprecating humor is by far the best type of humor.
Oh, no, definitely. And when we were talking about doing our story planning, you brought up that commercial. With that guy who's trying, it's a tax thing.
Right.
It's a tax, what's that tax pop up? What's the tax commercial?
TurboTax.
TurboTax, yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's.
You're welcome, Steve.
And there's a guy who's there. He thinks there's a green screen. There's a shot behind him.
It's not a green screen.
It's a monitor.
It's a conference room setting. And they're doing a conference call that's a visual call.
Right.
So one of their workers is in his suit and tie. And
oh, that's a different one.
Isn't that the one?
Oh, I thought that's the one.
No. Then he sneezes. And then he sneezes.
And he stands up and he shows his shorts.
And he's got his boxer shorts on.
I didn't know that's the one you were referring to. That is one of them.
Yeah.
Yes. But the other one is the guy who they show the monitor of a beautiful, a yacht behind him. And he has a daiquiri.
Oh, that's right. And I have my yacht.
That's my yacht right there.
Right.
And it's like, it's all put in the screen behind him. And it turns out they can't see or whatever. But the bottom line is that.
It's just an audio call, Steve.
So the question is this, from an ethical standpoint, are you lying to the audience when you keep putting, you know, the nation's capital behind you when you're sitting in a bedroom?
So it's a lie of omission, Dan.
Yeah.
A real lie.
Well, you know,
if you're not going to talk about it, if you're not going to mention it, and it's just there for show.
Right.
What's the difference?
The difference is when people find out about stuff like this. You know the current climate, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Where anything that
the media does, that's right.
You're liars. You're faking.
Right.
It's fake news. We haven't heard that in a while.
Right.
We haven't used it in a while.
But the whole thing in Washington, D.C. was created by fake news.
Yeah, but we didn't say fake
news. No, we didn't call it that.
So, if that is the current climate, when people see that you are... You know, when they find out, maybe not see, when they find out that you're, you know, in Florida pretending like you're in D.C. or elsewhere, then they think, what else are you lying about?
Right.
I mean, I think it's that, and you may not be lying about anything, but there's a certain level of transparency. And if you come out and say, you know what I would have done? I would have said, I am down in Florida caring for my aging parents, which
100%,
apparently
that's the reason
they're there.
And
right?
And that's an awesome reason to be there.
That's an awesome, and you know what? Your numbers would go up because I think
Correct.
The audience would say, wow, they're human beings.
Right.
They make boatloads of money, but they still hop on a plane and spend time with their parents down in Florida.
Right.
And apparently they both own a home down there and they're close to their relatives. And so why not begin that show on the first day that they're going to fake it? And say, welcome from our studio in Jupiter, Florida.
Our southern studio.
Yeah, where we're here. And here's the reason we're here. We'll continue to put the Washington, D.C. backdrop or whatever behind us just to keep continuity going with the show and what you're used to seeing on our set. But just want to let you, in the interest of whatever. And then every week, whenever you say you put your lower thirds, that's the graphic that goes underneath you when you're spot. I would put, you know, I would put whatever you're going to put there and then put over via Jupiter, Florida.
Right.
I just think that's – you need to do that.
These days, let's not fake it, guys. Let's just tell it like it is.
Exactly. And I don't think I need to say anything more after that, Jimmy. If you like the show, let us know. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter, and then drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.